What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
A brother of mine, Austin P. Governors, it's my man Corey Gibson. Kill, good to see you back on the show. How you doing, my good brother?
Boss man, it's always a pleasure to be with you. You know, you're one of those gentlemen that always spread your unconditional love and grace, man. So just appreciate you for being you.
Yes, sir. And Gil, man, it's good to see you guys at Lee Camp. And this past week, man, it's good to be there with you. I had to get back to Atlanta because of the Braves game, but I had to get back. I wanted to make sure I showed my face and saw you all up there before I had to get on that road, man.
You really gave us a great lift just being present, bringing that energy, and your enthusiasm is always infectious. And I know the staff, they really appreciate you coming around and being present. So, man, just thank you for taking time out for us. A lot of the things you could be doing.
No doubt. Anything for you, my brother and the staff. Y'all are my family. As you always say, you home and your family. And you mean that when every time I'm there, it's love and family from the top down, man. It's always love, man. I always love coming to Clarksville, been around you guys, man. It feels good to to be around people who are genuine, who really care about you and really stick to your pillars of what you all are about, which is traditional love, brotherhood, and servanthood.
Hey, it makes a difference, but we try to make sure that we keep people around us and in our circle that are equally yoked to what we do. And I like to think that people think and feel the same way. They want to be around people that's equally yoked to them. So it makes too much sense for us to be around each other. When it makes too much sense, you got to make sure it happens.
Yes, indeed. And let me ask you, man, you love camps, man. I've seen you at kids camp and in league camp, man, over these past few 2 years, and then going to year three, man. Look about how important it is for you and your staff to give back to the community of Clarksville and these young men who want to aspire to play in D1 at the league camp to show them what you all are about, give them a little taste of what it is to be a governor and be a part of this program and this family.
Believe it or not, camp is one of my more favorite times of the year when it comes to this occupation. Second to camps would probably be coaching and practice. And the reason why camps resonate so much with me is because you get a chance to coach young men, and so many young men that will never get a chance to make it to this level. Right? Mm-hmm. And this gives them the opportunity to say, you know what? I've been coached by a collegiate coach at the Division I level. Every elite camp that you come to, every kids camp that you come to, our whole staff and our team are working, coaching, and lending ourselves at the camp. That's how much it means to us. Now, at our kids camp this year, we had over 177 military-affiliated kids that came to our camp. Okay? Over 177 military-affiliated kids that came to our camp. And we were blown away, okay, by the response of them having the opportunity to come because a very esteemed alum sponsored every military child to come to camp this year. Mm. Because we represent the military with our fatigue. We're partners with Blue Star Families who support military families. We had an esteemed alum to step up and say, you know what? If the military means that much to you all, we will sponsor them to come to camp this summer to make sure they have an opportunity to fulfill their dream. And this was our best summer yet at being able to support our military, support the military families, support the military kids. And we're going to keep that going.
And give what I love about you. You actually take you. Yeah, you're hands on. I've been to many camps. You're one of the most hands on guys I've seen at camp ever. And I remember previous summer that they wasn't doing the 45 cuts the right way. It wasn't passing screen, and you stopped it and said, "We're gonna do this the right way." And that's how much you care. You didn't want them just to halfway do it. You want them to do it the right way. Show them how ready to do a 45 cut. I do a 7 cut the right way. And pass the screen away the right way. And I remember that stuck in my mind saying you just stop the station to show them how to do it the right way, not the halfway.
Well, that's how my parents raised me. When we didn't do something right or we didn't strive to do it to perfection, they made sure they corrected us and they held us accountable. Well, we have to love other people's children as much as we love our own. We have to have the same type of love for other people's children as much as we do for our own, because at the end of the day, it's not about them being our children. They're God's children, right? That's mm-hmm. God's seed. And what would God do? What would Christ do? What would Jesus do? And so we have to make sure we continue to put our best foot forward and not just talk the talk, but we got to live it. But we have to be, you know, a living example of what we do for others and not be self-centered. And we got to make sure that our mission stays Christ-centered in what we're doing.
100% giving you. You all definitely do that, brother. And I want to get you to talk about this, the pillars of your program, because people need to hear this from you again. Talk about the servanthood, the brotherhood, unconditional love that you all live by at Austin Peay, and what this family is about. Because I want people really hear from you again about what these three things mean to you and in this program.
When it comes to servanthood, we have to always lend ourselves for other people. To other people, you know, serving is a destination. That's what it is. Serving is a destiny. And the best way I can put it is that we don't have to be great to serve, but we got to serve to be great. You know, we put that at the forefront of our recruitment. We try to make sure that we recruit families and young men. You know, as I say, we recruit the families and the young men. We don't just recruit the young man. We want the families to come with. We want to recruit families that have instilled that in their children, that have instilled that in their child, and we want to continue to build upon the values that have already been installed in them. Okay, when it comes to brotherhood, we have to be equally yoked. You know, if we're not equally yoked when it comes to the brotherhood, and we don't have a clear understanding of what that is, and we're not able to postpone immediate gratification for the greater good of the group, then we're really falling short. And when it comes to recruiting, what you're doing is you're bringing in a brother to guys that are already existing on the roster, okay? And you're trying to put all that together. So we have to make sure that it makes the most sense of guys that can come in and be true brothers to each other. And by doing the community service, by lending ourselves to the community and to other people and to the military, the guys that their growth as brothers can be expedited because they have to come together in order to serve. When it comes to unconditional love, the hardest thing to get across is not having unconditional love for other people. A lot of times what you find out, it's hard to get a person to have unconditional love for themselves. You got to have it for yourself before you can share it and lend it to somebody else. We keep it very simple. Those are our three pillars, even though we have some other emphasis in the program. But we like to think as a staff, as long as we continue to live by that creed and use that as a compass, that's our compass. We don't need turn by turn directions. We just need a compass to know what direction we're going in. And that's the direction that we're going in. And we make sure that everybody we bring in on the forefront understand that's the compass and that's the direction that we're going in.
No doubt, brother. And Gil, can you believe it's already heading your third season already? Time is flowing on by. I remember the introduction of your press conference and now you went into year three season-wise. Man, has it flown by for you the way it seems like it just went on by, man?
Time really flies. I really try to stay present as much as possible. I try not to think too much about the past, and I try not to get too far ahead. The only way to unwrap the present is to stay present.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to deviate from that. And I want to stay present so I can give this group my total focus, my total attention. And I can truly say that I've dived into the group that we have, not trying to get them to be any past group and not trying to think that they have to be something in the future. They just have to continue to be the best versions of themselves in the present. But time does fly. But I can tell you, I am enjoying myself being here at my alma mater, trying to be the best version of myself with this staff. This staff makes me a lot better than what I am. But I'm very fortunate to be with this circle of people that God has blessed me to be working with.
And Gil, talk about the summer here, work with the workouts for your guys. How much was it team-oriented things versus individual skill work for your guys to kind of develop their own personal skills better? Or do you kind of do a little bit of both? Or also let them play stuff, just kind of figure out what do you have, where guys have kind of improved that way, you kind of get them to get a little bit better as we go into August here, into September, down to head toward November 3rd here.
The whole month of June was all skill development. We really slow cooked this process. We didn't want to put the cart before the horse. We slow cooked it. We put it in the crock pot, as we call it, because we wanted to see where guys were in their skill set. And then that way we would know what we need to do moving forward within the system and within the scheme. Going into July, we started doing more competitive plays, some 2v2, some 3v3. And then towards the end of July, we went into some 5v5 so we could put it all together. But we slow cooked it. We could put it in the crock pot. We had a gradual build up to the end of the summer. And we really tried to work to build the guys holistically and build them inside out. But with that, we made sure that we had the community service and the networking inside of that development also. It wasn't just about X and O developing. It was about also getting these guys in the community and helping change lives, helping touch lives and empower lives. And we saw our guys grow the most by them going out and getting in the community and serving and lending themselves for community service.
100%. And that Clarksville community has had a lot of different things happen. And you all give them a break. You know, the flooding from last year, the tornadoes, has been up there. And it's just really touching to see how much you all care about community Clarksville, how much Austin Peay is Clarksville, and how Clarksville is Austin Peay, and how that synergy together is one of a kind.
It's a special place. Clarksville is a melting pot. You have so many military retirees here, and this place is continuing to grow. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the state of Tennessee. When people move here, it's a reason why they move here. It's a place that you can call home even though you weren't raised here. It's a place you can call home even though you weren't birthed here. It's just a place where you can feel comfortable. It's great for raising kids and raising families. You have a great school system here. And this community is very supportive. You know, the military community, they really support each other. But this Clarksville community understands that the reason why this community exists and has thrived the way that it has is because of the military, of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Fort Campbell Military Base. And so I think each party, each group understands that everybody needs each other in order for this community to continue to thrive. But Austin Peay is a great beneficiary of how this community is built. But Austin Peay understands they have to lend and give back to the community to show support and show appreciation. So I'm just glad that it has all come together. And that's the reason why we have F&M Bank Arena that has been built, seats over 5,500. It's because all parties came together and said, you know what, we need this for this community, not just for the university.
No doubt, because you all have Disney on Ice up there, concerts, minor league hockey team. So the bank is popping up there, man. What is the one?
Hey, the bank is here, man. It's a special venue. I can't tell you how thankful we are as a family to not have to travel down the road and go to other cities to see a concert or to see an R&B artist or to see Disney on Ice or something like that. We can stay right here in our hometown.
No doubt. And when you go on exit 1, exit 8, exit 11, it's like, man, the growth is crazy. Like, I was coming down exit 8 heading to the camp. I'm like, they didn't clear off the road down here. And I'm like, wow.
It's unreal. You know, now they're starting to get the infrastructure caught up with the population. We still got some work to do. And now we have a parking deck behind F&M Bank Arena. So parking's going to be much better this year going into a year 3 of having a place to park. And you can walk right across the street to the arena. And then if you want a fine meal, you got great places to eat downtown.
No doubt, Gil. And I got two more for you, man. One being about our good friend Gerald Harrison, who's leaving to go to Marshall, new opportunity. But think about what he's meant to you and your program, meant to you personally, and how much you're going to miss Gerald and going on his new journey.
Gerald did a phenomenal job here at Austin Peay of thinking outside the box. You know, he has an aggressive mindset. He knows what he's looking for. He means what he says. And I think that he did a phenomenal job of really bringing this department together. You know, on Fridays, we have Sea Red Friday. I think he had an idea that he believed in, and he got everybody in the department to buy in. On Fridays, we all wear red. And you look around Clarksville on a Friday, you see red everywhere, and you for sure see it on campus. And so I just think that he came in, and he had a breath of fresh air with some fresh ideas, okay? Because one thing you can't have happen when you take over a program in any capacity, or if you take over a business in any capacity, you can't be a prisoner of tradition. And I think when he came here, he had a mindset of not to be a prisoner of tradition and was willing to break through some barriers in order to continue to move the chain. And so I'm just thankful that he came here with his mindset and with his purpose. And he's going to do a great job at Marshall.
And I remember even when Matt Figger was there, he would always show me love when I was there, come talk to me. Gerald always found time for me, always. And I appreciate him for that, because he ain't have to do that. He always would come up to the press row with the Dunn Center and come talk to me, even when Figger was there. So I appreciate Gerald. I'm going to miss him, but we'll still see him. He's still going to be in our hearts and our lives. But he's been a great friend, a great guy. I'm letting you happy to be able to work for him as well and work with him as well.
It's been a blessing. We got a farewell for him today, so I'll see him a little later this afternoon.
Yes, and the last one, give I ask, man, how's Frankie doing, man? How's she doing? I miss him. My buddy, how's she been doing? You and the family been doing, brother?
She's doing well. I tell you what, she gives me a perspective that I need in my life. I'm thankful for her and my wife and how they keep a happy balance in my mental. When I come home every day, she meets me at the door and she says, Daddy, you're the best daddy and you're the best coach in the world. And I can't tell you what that does for me every time I hear that. It's because, you know, you have a seed there looking at you, and that's what she really feels and believes in her heart. Now, whether she believes it or not, in her heart, she feels like I need to hear that. Right. For whatever reason. And so just to answer your question, the fact that she at 5 years of age, she feels like she needs to express that consistently on a daily basis. And I haven't gone to bed since she's been, I want to say maybe 3 and a half. She's told me that every day before I've gone to bed.
That's special right there, because I've been around. And I'll see how much she loves you. And how much you just put some joy on her face. She sees it. I watch on when you were on the bench with y'all, watch how she's cheering for you, and just she's so locked in on you. And she loves you as her father, and you're a great father to her. You're a great husband to your wife, man. I'm happy for you. And I just being around, man, I see like the love and joy she has for you is one of a kind, man.
Well, the only thing I'm concerned about is now she's starting to tell me the other day that she wants to be a coach.
Oh, no.
So, you know. I said, well, baby, whatever you want to do, we'll support you. But I'm scratching my head about that one.
Yes, yeah, I 100% understand that, man. Yes, I do. When give my I told y'all before I got on the show with you, man. My dad told me to tell you he loves you. He supports. He's in your corner, man. And he always looks forward to me whenever you and I chat, man, on the show. He loves it.
Hey, well, tell your dad this. Tell him I'm still hiding surprises around the house that she can find later in the week. Tell him that came from him.
Yes, indeed. He love that. Hey, folks, it's my brother Corey Gibson on the Boss Man. So we say go on this cheer for the governor, C Red, man. Gibbs, always a pleasure to talk to you, my guy. I love our friendship and our brotherhood, man. It's always it's a blast, man.
Love you, brother.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker. .com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.